born on the Nativity of Our Blessed Mother and celebrating 10 years on the air, The Winds of Change.
Marvel and flatter such meaningless thought. The shell appears strong, but the inside is rot. It's time to be stirred. The time is now. The winds have changed. Read the signs. No time to hide. The winds have changed.
Millennia ago, from the little cave on the tiny island of Patmos in the Aegean Sea, the heavens opened. Since then, the world has been fascinated by the cosmic upheaval brewing on the horizon of history. The upheaval is now upon us. It is within us. To some degree, it always has been. But there has been a sudden and violent shift in the affairs of the world. The winds have changed. Heaven will not be silent. Let's now join Father Anthony Bush, pastor of St. Stanislaus Kostka, the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy in Chicago, and author of A Mother's Plea, For the Winds Have Changed. Together we can pave the way for a hopeful response to the signs of our times.
Everybody and welcome. Tony, how are you?
Hey, Father.
The pumpkin good. Man over there.
Yep. I was just telling him, it reminds me of Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving and Halloween are coming.
Well, that's 2 weeks away.
Yeah.
Is it 2 weeks? Yeah.
I would,
no,
yeah,
not quite.
Two, maybe 3 weeks?
Three weeks, I don't know. So, but it's on its way, you know. But Nick starts already early. So yeah. By September, we're already preparing ourselves for the season. It's beautiful outside.
Oh, it is nice. Yeah. And I'm saying it's nice.
And you're saying it's
yeah.
nice, so it's got to be nice.
Right.
You know, but really
usually I don't.
This is, took a little ride yesterday and it was just, the trees are just, but it started getting windy, and so that's not a good,
I think that's why I like it, because I was thinking that right as it was coming in now, the leaves are all blowing, and kind of like that.
You like it when I'd rather no wind
right.
and just let the leaves kind of stay on the trees for a little longer than, I remember outside Christina Jasmine's office, they have that beautiful tree, and one day it was just the colors were just beautiful. It was mm-hmm. brilliant, and that tree covers the whole window. That's why they don't need a curtain there, because you've got this beautiful tree, and so one day it was just full of these beautiful leaves. You know, the beautiful yellow, orange, or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and that was, let's say, in the morning.
Right.
By late in the afternoon, they were gone.
Yeah,
because of the wind.
I used to like it because when I would come in there to see Christina, she'd have her animals outside, the squirrels, you know, the birds, bringing her stuff on the ledge. It was always cool.
So we watched from that tree, we watched a bird mm-hmm. attack another bird.
Oh, my gosh.
Kill it, eat it. I think they ate it. I don't know. But
nature.
It was just so strange to watch it. And we saw the bird on one branch, you know, eyeing the other bird. It was,
So it's like a gang fight.
Well, do what they do. They do what they do.
They do what they do.
It. That's Nick's commentary here.
Yep.
But the, I don't know if it was a crow or, I don't know birds
right.
per se, although I had birds when I was a kid, you know, but I had finches and, parakeets. By the way, we had at the blessing of the animals mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago, we had all kinds of animals as always. It was a nice turnout. You were there with Bebe.
Yeah.
You say Bebe?
Yeah, Bebe.
But we had all kinds of animals, but we had finches, and in the cage with the finches was a rabbit.
Wow.
A rabbit or a, no, I think it was
guinea
a rabbit.
Pig, maybe?
Huh?
A guinea pig or?
Or maybe it was a guinea pig.
I know somebody had guinea pigs. I forgot who I was talking to that had the guinea pigs.
We had a tarantula or some kind of big spider. Of course, the pit bulls, we try to stay away from them. But but a nice turnout. It was good to, good to get everybody out there. And people are very happy when they're with their animals, you know, with their pets.
Yeah. And you calmed them. You were calm.
They were calm.
Yeah. A few times when we had it in church, all the animals started.
Well, see, you know, I'll tell you why. I think it's the sound system.
Mm.
Because their ears are extremely sensitive.
You know, you're right. Yeah. You're right. I never thought of that.
Yeah, because as soon as I would talk, I thought it was me. I thought it was just my homily or whatever.
Right, you were just irritating all those animals.
Yeah, and they were just saying, all right, enough already, you know. But I think it's the sound system because it pierces.
Probably the echoing, too.
Yeah,
it's like,
sure. Yeah, but that was... I'm glad we moved it out of the church. It was nice having them in the church, but...
But it's perfect right where it's at.
Beautiful. I mean, it's just beautiful, yeah. People just spread out and really, really nice. And you see the love they have for their animals, you know. Otherwise, they wouldn't be there, right?
Yeah. Otherwise, and it's nice that people know, hey, you know, I'm taking my animal to get blessed. You
right.
know? I brought Angelica to get blessed.
Yeah.
I'm going to hear that.
I'm not going to tell her you said that.
Yeah.
Good thing she doesn't listen to
it. She knows that because she did the same thing.
I'm sure. But she's justified.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm not.
So, all right. Okay, with that, let's begin our prayer. 6 minutes into the show after the 12. I don't know why I don't start right at 12 o'clock. That's when the Angelus should be prayed, but we're in the hour. So, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to thy word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech thee, O Lord, thy grace into our hearts, that we, to whom the incarnation of Christ, thy Son, was made known by the message of an angel, may by his passion and cross be brought to the glory of his resurrection through the same Christ, our Lord. And we pray for our nation, especially at this time of unrest and in preparation for the election, which is less than a month away. It's hard to believe, you know. But let's pray for our nation. And we pray for also everybody. You bring your own, certainly your own petitions, your personal needs and all that. We raise it all to our Lord through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Lord, have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy on us.
Christ, have mercy on us.
Christ, have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy on us.
Christ, hear us.
Christ, graciously hear us.
God, the Father of heaven,
have mercy on us.
God, the Son, Redeemer of the world,
have mercy on us.
God, the Holy Ghost,
have mercy on us.
Holy Trinity, one God,
have mercy on us.
Holy Mary,
pray for us.
Holy Mother of God,
pray for us.
Holy Virgin of Virgins,
pray for us.
Mother of Christ,
pray for us.
Mother of Divine Grace,
pray for us.
Mother most pure,
pray for us.
Mother most chaste,
pray for us.
Mother inviolate,
pray for us.
Mother undefiled,
pray for us.
Mother most amiable,
pray for us.
Mother most admirable,
pray for us.
Mother of good counsel,
pray for us.
Mother of our Creator,
pray for us.
Mother of our Savior,
pray for us.
Virgin most prudent,
pray for us.
Virgin most venerable,
pray for us.
Virgin most renowned,
pray for us.
Virgin most powerful,
pray for us.
Virgin most merciful,
pray for us.
Virgin most faithful,
pray for us.
Mirror of justice,
pray for us.
Seat of wisdom,
pray for us.
Cause of our joy,
pray for us.
Spiritual vessel,
pray for us.
Vessel of honor,
pray for us.
Singular vessel of devotion,
pray for us.
Mystical rose,
pray for us.
Tower of David,
pray for us.
Tower of ivory,
pray for us.
House of gold,
pray for us.
Ark of the covenant,
pray for us.
Gate of heaven,
pray for us.
Morning star,
pray for us.
Health of the sick,
pray for us.
Refuge of sinners,
pray for us.
Comfort of the afflicted,
pray for us.
Help of Christians,
pray for us.
Queen of Angels,
pray for us.
Queen of Patriarchs,
pray for us.
Queen of Prophets,
pray for us.
Queen of Apostles,
pray for us.
Queen of Martyrs,
pray for us.
Queen of Confessors,
pray for us.
Queen of Virgins,
pray for us.
Queen of All Saints,
pray for us.
Queen conceived without original sin,
pray for us.
Queen assumed into heaven,
pray for us.
Queen of the Most Holy Rosary,
pray for us.
Queen of Peace,
pray for us.
Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world,
have mercy, spare us, O Lord.
Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, graciously hear us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. O most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of Mercy, at this most critical time we entrust the United States of America to your loving care. Most Holy Mother, we beg you to reclaim this land for the glory of your Son. Overwhelmed with the burden of the sins of our nation, we cry to you from the depths of our hearts and seek refuge in your motherly protection. Look down with mercy upon us and touch the hearts of our people. Open our minds to the great worth of human life and to the responsibilities that accompany human freedom. Free us from the falsehoods that lead to the evil of abortion and threaten the sanctity of family life. Grant our country the wisdom to proclaim that God's law is the foundation on which this nation was founded and that He alone is the true source of our cherished rights to life, liberty, in the pursuit of happiness. O merciful Mother, give us the courage to reject the culture of death and the strength to build a new culture of life. Now, trusting in your most powerful intercession, we pray. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, we fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. To thee do we come, before thee do we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in thy mercy, hear and answer us. O Mary, conceived without sin,
pray for us who have recourse to thee.
O Mary, conceived without sin,
pray for us who have recourse to thee.
O Mary, conceived without sin,
pray for us who have recourse to thee.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
St. Joseph,
pray for us.
Always ask our good St. Joseph.
Yeah.
So, all right. It's 13 minutes after the hour, and today is October the 13th.
Sounds like you're bringing some news.
Yeah, all right. Well, it was on this day in 1917. Mm-hmm. That there was the miracle of the sun. I was I was writing not about the miracle of the sun, but we have the relic of it's really the zucchetto, the skull cap of Pope John Paul II. We have we're blessed to have it here every year. One of them that he wore. So that's going to be on Sunday, but then it'll remain here through the week. And then on the 22nd, I believe that's his feast day, is the 22nd, which I think is a Thursday, Wednesday or Thursday. I believe it's a Thursday. We have the feast of St. Pope John Paul II, wow. His feast day. And that's also we'll have the international traveling image of Our Lady of Fatima.
Wow, that's good.
So she was here once before,
yeah,
I believe. Well,
yeah.
Some
maybe
years
not
ago.
Last year, but a
couple of years ago. Yeah. So we're so I'm kind of happy about that, especially during this time in our nation. You have to kind of shut the news off every so often.
Yeah. I'm at that point now. I can't do it anymore.
It's too much. So I'm writing about that today and trying to tie all this together. I was looking at the reading already on Sunday, but I'm going to talk about that, I think, on Friday. Mm-hmm. But I worked pretty much all day yesterday and today in the midst of other things. And because Jesus in the gospel, this is already 2 weeks ahead, it's a gospel where the Pharisees, they want to entrap him, mm-hmm. and they so they say, is it lawful to give to pay your census tax to Caesar? And he knew there was malice in their hearts. He knew what they were doing, and he said, he took the coin and said, "What does it say, right?" And whose picture is on there? Whose face is on this coin? Of course, it was Caesar. He said, "Well, so you pay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, but to God what belongs to God. Render to God what belongs to God." And the bottom line is, we have to. Think about this, everybody. You know, what are you first and foremost?
Yeah.
Are you a Democrat? Are you a Republican? Are you independent? Are you an American? Or are you a Catholic, a Christian? And, you know, it's we're first and foremost, before anything, we're sons and daughters of God, baptized into the mystical body of Christ, and our allegiance goes first and foremost to Almighty God, mm-hmm. the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And of course, then, you know, we have an obligation to be good citizens of the nation. We have a deep, revere, and maybe revere is not the right word, because I think a reverence, yeah, we can use reverence in different, you know, only God is adored. People say, I adore you. I adore your talents. A husband says to his wife, "I adore you," contrary to what you just said about your wife. You know, Tony, yes. Which was pretty bad, you know.
Thanks for pointing that out, Sinti Father.
But you know, so we use those words, but true adoration, yeah. We render only to God, only to God.
But it is interesting how, and I think of this more and more every year, and I think, for me, because I've gotten into Scripture and I'm listening to Scripture as much as I can, and it is interesting how, even what you just said, is what these times are. You know,
sure.
They attack to just try to trick you up. And if you look at it, and I'm not doing this so much to show one side or the other, because it happens all the time. It's one of the reasons why I've had to sit back and say, enough with the news. I mean, I want to be informed. I want to know what's going on, but enough.
Right, right.
But
sure.
it is interesting how through Scripture, nothing changes. It's the same. And if one learns to apply it to daily, you know, occurrences, you see, okay, well, you know, this is what it's about. This is how you become one and understand, even if somebody says it to you. Like, I'm sure there's a lot of times people don't really understand Scripture much, and they don't want to be, like, preached to. And I understand that. I understand that. I was the one doing that too, saying, "I don't like this." My mind turns away and I walk away. But if you really, I think, become a little bit more open-minded, you start seeing different things, which also ties into, again, what, you know, you're saying about, I lost my track of thought. It's like, we should remember, and it's very easy to forget, you're first a child of God. God is first. I'm Catholic first, before the bickering of so many things. You know, if people start doing that, then you could be a good one side or the other if you have Christ first.
Good. It's a really a good point, because what we do is, I've said this so often, that the goal of the Christian life is to be able to say, like St. Paul, "It is not I who live, but Christ mm-hmm. Jesus who lives in me." The purpose of our going to Mass, yeah. In all reality, is I go back to the words of St. Paul. We heard this a few weeks ago, and I keep going back to this because it that one sentence sums up, you know, how we properly participate in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. St. Paul says we offer our lives a living, we offer our bodies, or does he say our lives, a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to you, O God, our spiritual worship. And so our, and we can't emphasize this enough because I don't know that most people, Catholics, really grasp, you know, the essence of the Mass and why we're there. It's the perpetuation, the renewal of the Holy Sacrifice, the Messianic hour, the time and the place of our salvation on the Mount of Golgotha, mm-hmm. on Calvary, when Jesus offered his life in expiation for our sins, to redeem us, to save us. He becomes Redeemer and Savior. This is God in the flesh. To redeem us from what? But from our slavery to sin and death. And yet this side of death, well, of course, we've yet to die. The ultimate death, we're dying all the time to something or someone. You die from childhood. You know, when you go into adolescence, you have to die to your childishness, right? Your childish ways.
Some of us do.
Right. And in fact, you're so true. What we do today, and this, what's hurting mm-hmm. the nation is that we've perpetuated adolescent behavior, or at worst, childish behavior, which is really quite pathetic. But you have to die to all these. Life is this movement from one stage to another, and you got to die. It's always a death. Yeah. You know, you long to be in your 20s, but when you get into your 20s, all of a sudden you realize the responsibility you have to bear.
Yeah.
And so you kind of long for those teenage years a little bit. But you all through the whole of your teenage years, you just want to be an adult. You mm-hmm. want to be in your 20s, and then when you enter into your 20s, into your 30s, and you get married, you settle down, you commit, whatever. It's like you have to die to your. I have this. There's a beautiful story of it. It's this book that I when I started learning Spanish. It's mm-hmm. called Aventuras de la Ciudad. You know, the adventures of the city mm-hmm. through the city, and it's just a series of stories, but they're beautiful, funny stories. Mm-hmm. And maybe there's like 20 different. Chapters, and so they've got their conversations, but there's one where a guy is getting married. Well, he's going through a yes, of course he's getting married. They show the picture of you know it's a mm-hmm. it's a cartoon, but there's a whole dialogue, and he's in his mind he's. I should marry Drusilda. I think her name was Drusilda. Mm-hmm. But then he goes back and he's thinking about all the privileges and pleasures he enjoys as a bachelor, as a single man, mm-hmm. And then of course the whole thing, you know, that he's thinking of his friends who got married and they thought they were going to have the great meals and clean house and all that. And it's anyway, the whole thing is it's really, really quite funny. But mm-hmm. at the end of the story, he comes out of his this thinking when the priest says, "Do you, Antonio, take Drusilda to be your mm-hmm. Lawful wedded wife?" Mm-hmm. So you know, it's and the point is, he's going through this as he's standing there at the altar,
right.
ready to commit himself to his wife or to this as his fiance.
It's pretty cool.
But but life is, you know, it's just a lot of a dying through life. But the point is, and we'll take a break, is that Jesus died to save us from our slavery to sin and death, the ultimate death that we all have to die. He doesn't condemn us to be here forever. In this place of imperfection and where there's spiritual combat and the assault of the mind, the body, the soul, and the spirit, but we're destined for something better, for the kingdom, mm-hmm. fully realized, you know, but already present in our midst. God is with us. He dwells within us. And so we've yet to die that death, and we're still sinners. So that's why when we go to Mass, the first thing we do is we acknowledge the fact that we are sinners, and we listen to the Word of God. We go to the table of the Word, the ambo, and then from there, you know, we recommit. Basically, we recommit. We want to renew our fiat, our yes, to the covenant. We were baptized into this covenant, into this mystical body of Christ, to be His disciples, to be His servants, to be His sons and daughters, and to be His friends. And so we recommit to the Lord, because in the world we're being constantly assaulted. There's so much distraction, and we get, you know, easily, as you mentioned, even watching the news and the manipulation and the lying and the where's the truth and what is fake news? How do you distinguish the truth from falsehood and all this? But then in the power of the culture we're in, highly radically secularized, and just everything kind of caters to the free reign of the flesh, and we easily succumb because we have a natural inclination in that way, because the way of God is a difficult way. It's the way of discipline. And so we are, the Scripture says, a just man sins seven times a day. So at the Mass, we recommit, we renew our covenant with the Lord, and we offer our lives in union with Christ to the Father, who in turn feeds us with the body, the blood, soul, and divinity of His Son. For what purpose? So that Jesus reproduces life in us, that we become what we consume. It was going back to what you were saying. How many? And it's a question to everybody, right? I have to ask myself this every day too. Is God really at the center of my life? Do I really build my life on the foundation of Christ Jesus, who said, you know, the foolish people build on sand, and He said that the rain comes and the wind blows and the house falls. There's no foundation. The wise build on rock, the rain comes, the wind blows, a house that doesn't collapse, it has a rock-solid foundation. Now, we're constantly passing through different storms, right? And so even what we say of the individual, we have to say of the nation. If the nation it was founded, built on Judeo-Christian principles and values, rooted in the Ten Commandments, and with acknowledging in God we trust, right? Mm-hmm. And so if we remain as we were founded, yes, we're you know, flawed and sinful, and we have to constantly there has to be self-correction, but if we remove God, then you know we remove the foundation, then the whole nation
collapses.
And it begs of us, all of us, individually, as families, as a nation, is God at the center? Can people in their homes say that truly this home is under the Lordship of Christ Jesus? That you know, parents, can they say to their children, you know, that this? I mean, say it like this: you know, you're behaving in a way that isn't appropriate and is sinful. I think I might have mentioned this before, but I never forgot this, and it really left a powerful impression on me when I was a child, and I was probably in the third grade. I think my sister and I, one of my sisters, I've got five of them, one of them, my oldest sister, who's a year older than I am, we got into a fight, really a pretty bad fight, and my father, he came to us, and you know, he was pretty stern, and he says, okay, you go to your room, to me, you know, Tony, you go to your room, and my sister's name is Lillian, you go to your room, I want you to say an Our Father and three Hail Marys and a Glory Be. So he gave us a penance, right? Mm-hmm. It was like a confession. And that really left an impression
so
on
beautiful.
Me.
I wonder, as you say that, do people do that today, and would they then come out as ugly, or as accusing, as in lying to each other and just, like you say, know, okay, God is first. Why am I doing this? What is it showing to others? Who am I representing?
Right.
I mean, it's such a beautiful...
And people, I think people do that. So I think there are people who do that, but they don't have the support of the culture anymore. Whereas before we did, and even when you go way back, and in some, you know, praise be Jesus Christ, you know, as people would greet each other, you greet somebody, praise be Jesus Christ, now and forever. In the Polish language, they do this all the time. Well, you know, this is a part of the greeting. It's a very, very, what we see happening in the nation today is, it's how we were, how we've been kind of lulled in a kind of a lethargy away from our values and our principles, the laws of God. I mean, who really thinks about their behavior and thinks that, well, this is really contrary to God's law? There are people, no doubt, but I mean, collectively speaking, as a whereas before it seemed to me there was it was somewhat the norm, or you at least you had shame if you really deviated and you did something that was really against the dignity and the grace and the nobility of a civilized people. We act in a very uncivil way today, and it's reflected in so many aspects of our life, and it's reflected quite visibly, horribly, in a very ugly way, in the political arena, in the mainstream media. I mean, it really and that's what we're subjected to, and that's what becomes very toxic. And it, the reason why you just say, I got to shut this thing off because this is causing me a lot of anxiety, you know? I mean, everybody's got rough edges and all that, but it's quite a, but again, it begs the question, at least I can't change anybody, right? And I can't even change myself. I need God. But if we are, you know, the wise words of Jesus, reiterated by St. Paul and the saints down through the ages, pray unceasingly, pray constantly, go into your inner chamber, shut the door, and pray to your Father. And you don't have to say anything, your Father already knows. But to have this consciousness of the God we do not see, or to, you know, what Saint said, that ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of God, because the Lord God, the Father, the God of Abraham. So we're talking about, what God are we talking about? Because people talk about God, gods, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who has fully revealed himself in Jesus Christ. We've got this massive, unbelievable, beautiful story. No other religion has what we have. Mm-hmm. It wasn't, you know, it was, everything was foretold. It's absolutely beautiful. And it's what makes Judeo-Christianity unique of all religions in the world, because we're talking about the God of history. But we walk away from God and away from his commandments. And it's just amazing how often, because I'm kind of fixated on it myself, but how often two things come into play or come into view in Scripture and in the sacred liturgy, and that is the commandments, especially in Scripture, and the sin and sacrifice in the sacred liturgy, in the Holy Mass. It's amazing, especially now praying ad orientem. I'm so, so aware of that. And how this Holy Mass is really directed to the Father. I think I mentioned it, was it last week or the week before? We weren't on last week, but how I was happy when our students, I said, now who is in the Mass, this is a sacred drama, right. Who is the only spectator? And that the kids could say, the Father. Who's who are the characters in the story, in the sacred story? We are, and who else? The angels and the saints and the Mother of God, the Blessed Virgin, and who else? And who's the principal character? Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. You know? All in and through Jesus to the Father. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back. I'm Father Anthony, and you're listening to Listener Supported Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ.
This week, we gather round the table with family and friends and offer our thanks to God for the gift of our very life and the blessings bestowed upon us. Happy Thanksgiving from Winds of Change.
The Winds of Change. The Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ.
Here's some good news. We are pleased to announce that St. Stanislaus Kostka is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in answer to our Blessed Mother's call to open the doors. The Blessed Sacrament will again be exposed all day, every day, except when Masses or other services are being held. You are invited to come and pray anytime, day or night. For your safety, we ask that you practice social distancing and wear a mask. Hand sanitizer is available, and St. Stan's has increased cleaning and sanitizing of the church, and a security person will be on site. More information can be found at ststanschurch.org. That's ststanschurch.org. St. Stanislaus Kostka is located 2 blocks north of Division on Noble, just off the Kennedy Expressway.
You better believe it. yeah. And this is where I say, you know, as Catholics, we cannot, our allegiance has to be first and foremost to Almighty God and to our faith. And the bedrock of society is the marriage and family, mm-hmm. and the church and the priesthood. And, of course, all this is all about life. It's about life. It's about life, and it's about salvation. And so you cannot, you know, 60 million babies have been aborted now, you know, in this nation. It's just really, I mean, and what has happened to marriage and family? What's happened to the priesthood? That's where I said, it's a clarion call to re-identify who we are. Am I? Who are? So somebody says, "Who are you?" What would your response be? Well, I'm a Catholic, a Christian. First and foremost, that's who I am, a child of God. And that then, you know, then there's all, you know, I'm a priest, you're a married man, we work, we're Americans. By the way, there was my cousin from California sent me some. I'm going to try to get it, see if I can get this on the radio. Mm-hmm. Nick, I have to ask you about this. But it's called Old Glory, the flag. Mm-hmm. And it is, I don't even remember who it was that did it. It is so powerful. I would have to try to get it, but you just have to almost see the imagery as well. Maybe I can somehow get it on the website or, mm-hmm. or whatever. But it's not about Republican, Democrat. Right. It's about.
Is it a song or is it?
It's a
preview of something.
No, it's a man speaking about Old Glory.
Wow.
And as if the flag were had come alive.
That's funny, because at that point, then you make it about one side or the other, because one side doesn't like that, the other person doesn't like that, whatever the case may be. And that's the problem, I think, with us today as a nation. We should. How do you not be able to look at Old Glory? I mean, how do you not be able to be moved from when people talk about our nation or our flag? And that's...
Like, where has that flag been?
Right.
And where does it fly? What great good has come under allegiance to this flag in this nation, you know, throughout the world? Yeah, flawed. Yes, we're each of us is a microcosm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Certainly, the we're all a microcosm of the church. So the church is made up of sinners, mm-hmm. but the church remains, because what are the four marks of the church? Church is one, holy, Catholic, apostolic. Jesus founded one church and prayed, repeated in his words to the apostles and in his high priestly prayer to the Father the night before he died. He spoke about unity, to remain unified, knowing that the, as St. Paul said, you know, as he leaves Ephesus and says, I leave with a clean conscience because I did not withhold from you the full counsel of God, but you need to know, he's speaking to the priests, he says, you need to know that the wolves are coming to devour, divide, and destroy. And the point being that we are, so the church is one, but it's divided. Mm-hmm. It's divided. The body of Christ is splintered into all these ecclesial communities, these denominational churches, but the church remains one church founded on the rock of Peter, Jesus Christ, being the capstone. That's under the lordship of Christ Jesus. The church is one. The church is holy. Our holiness is hidden in Christ and in the communion of saints, those who are already in heaven, and the Blessed Mother and the saints. But we're the church militant in the battle, and you know, being purified and being transformed and being sanctified, but we have to be disposed. We have to be receptive to that working of the Holy Spirit in us. Otherwise, we succumb to the ways of the world that deform us rather than form us as God, according to God's divine will. So the church is one and holy, but again, our holiness, the perfection, the church's perfection is in heaven. We're being perfected, purified, perfected, as we make our way through life. So it's there was a reason why I brought up this aspect of the we're each of us is a microcosm of the mm-hmm. church. That's the church militant. But you know, thank God we look to God. Our eyes are on God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and that we have this the multitude, the communion of saints, interceding on our behalf, and the angels, and as well, who assist us on the way, and we have to assist each other. But assisting each other means that we have to again be disposed to the inner working of God's mm-hmm. Spirit. But the nation too, this is a nation founded on Judeo-Christian principles, is I said flawed, but it had point of reference, a person of reference, and that was God. It was God and the commandments of God. When we walk away from that, you know, it's was at the parable a couple of weeks ago, right? That the vineyard. Did we speak about that? I think on the radio. I didn't bring it down with me, but it was you know, the parable. Actually, it begins with the first reading. I don't know if it was Ezekiel or Isaiah, but God says, you know, there was this beautiful vineyard, and because of he allowed the hedges to be removed, mm-hmm. and that it would be overtaken by the thorns and briars, you know, just basically go to ruin, let it go to ruin, because. And the parable is always about, you know, really it always refers back to people's infidelity, mm-hmm. their indifference, their rebellion, their being stiff-necked. But Jesus, you know, speaks about the same, he actually repeats the parable. And if I say when they took the commandments out of our schools, because I went to public school as a child. We were taught the Ten Commandments mm-hmm. in the school. We had time for prayer in the public school. And all that changed by the time I got into junior high. I believe it was in junior high school or high school. It was, they were taken out. The prayer was taken out. I mean, at the previous Democratic convention, they took God out.
See,
do you remember that?
Again, as you're talking, I'm welling up with anger because, and this is just me. This is me, Tony. I mean, I'm sorry. I can't look at a person or a party that does that and not say what you might not be saying. I can clearly see what you are saying. And that to me is like, whatever the other side is, it's not that. That's what I'm voting for.
But do you remember at the convention where they did that?
I mean,
and
yes.
And
I sat there like mouth open saying,
I did too,
it's
yeah.
obvious.
Yeah.
Just like some of the other things, because again, and again, I'm sorry, I'm getting a little angry because I've started to listen. For years now, I've started to listen to people and I've started to understand that both sides are not telling you the truth, really, okay, because of certain things. And I understand how the mechanism, I know how this works, but I can't, in good conscience, and maybe because I'm starting to look at myself first as a man of God, I can't swallow these things that I'm seeing with my own eyes or hearing with my own ears.
Can you name a president who really, truly was a man of God?
Can you?
Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln. Well, because I didn't know Abraham Lincoln, I would say something.
I mean, when I read about him.
But see, that's what I mean. That's the thing. You can look
and
back
history. I'm not saying that they're not, but
right.
I mean, it seems to me that from what I've read, mm-hmm. I was inspired by his religiosity, his deep love for sacred scripture. I mean, there's been other presidents who have been.
But see, that's my thing. Even for me personally, I mean, I don't really need, honestly, for a man to, because I know all men have failings. I know, you know, but my thing is, when you talk about our flag or you talk about, you know, the Constitution and things like that, I know how some of these men, imperfect as they are, but how they led. Okay?
Right.
If somebody's going to outright come out and say, well, you know, I think everybody should be able to believe in anything, then that's somebody that, to me, is, okay, I'm trying to look for more things.
So I kind of get it. But
I
I'm not, you know, certainly we don't elect a priest.
Right.
As the president.
Right.
You get it right. They're all priests are flawed
I mean,
men as
to be
well.
Honest, I even think of some of the people that profess that they are Catholic.
I think what's disturbing is the when you detect hypocrisy,
yeah.
and deceit, and the like. But anyway, we got to take a final break here before I guess I found it chilling that there would be this great jubilation at removing God from the picture, you know, and yet still people will make reference to God when it's politically expedient.
Right.
Anyway, we got to take a break. We'll be right back on Father Anthony. And you're listening to Listener Support of Winds of Change, name 750 WNDZ.
This week, we gather round the table with family and friends and offer our thanks to God for the gift of our very life and the blessings bestowed upon us. Happy Thanksgiving from Winds of Change.
The Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ.
Newsflash, this just in, Winds of Change podcast can now be heard on your iPhone and Android phone. Download the TuneIn Radio app and search Winds of Change, and Winds of Change will be right there for your very ears. We now return you to Winds of Change.
St. Stanislaus Kostka School has in-person and virtual learning plans for the 2020-21 school year, and scholarships are available. For a virtual tour or more information of St. Stan's School, call 773-278-4560 or 773-270-1553. To see what St. Stan's School has to offer, visit ststanschicago.org. That's ststanschicago.org. St. Stanislaus Kostka School, faith, virtue, valor, an expressway to excellence.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being with us as we kind of wrap up the hour. Just kind of talking off the cuff today, but as we always do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we do. But today is the this other thing we may come back to on Thursday. I had something really somewhat planned, I guess, you know, but I've never.
I take full responsibility.
No, it's good. It's good.
I veer it off.
It's okay, as long as people are still with us. So this is the anniversary of the last apparition of Our Lady of Fatima, and this was the great day of the miracle of the sun. It really is. It's really, 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 really impressive. You know, there's 70,000 plus people saw this miracle. We've talked about it many times, and David Carollo has been on many times. So he's kind of a certainly an expert on the apparitions.
I always think of, when you say Fatima, I think of David.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, he's very
knowledgeable
and impassioned. Mm-hmm. And we all should be, I think, you know, really. It's in a sense that it's because what Our Lady brought was the gospel message, which is conversion, penance, and prayer. We need right now what we call a metanoia. That means hearts that turn back toward God. Our nation needs a metanoia. We in our personal lives, again, I ask the question, you know, it's for all of us. To what extent is God really at the center of our lives? To what extent do we really consciously build our lives on the foundation of God's life, which is an act of wisdom, because then the house that doesn't collapse. If we give no thought to God, if we're not praying, then we succumb quite easily to the seductive and deceptive powers of the enemy, the illusion. We buy into the illusion. He's the accuser. He keeps us down and depressed and, you know, in the stuff of the past. I mean, God is, Christ Jesus is about freedom and liberation. But freedom, it's not the free reign of the flesh, but that we obey the laws of God so that we have genuine freedom, so that we can live peacefully, reasonably so, in this world as a peaceful people, civil people. But the Blessed Mother, in Fatima, she forewarned us about this godlessness that would envelop the world, the spread of communism, the spread of the assault, the persecution of the church, the assault on family and marriage, and the divisions within the church, basically the corruption within the hierarchy, bishop against bishop, cardinal against cardinal. She told us of all this, and if we didn't, she says, if we don't convert, you know, there could be the annihilation of nations. We have the power to do that. At that time, we didn't have that such a power. Now we have the power, literally, the power to annihilate nations, to destroy the whole world. But she said to pray the rosary daily, you know, pray for the conversion of sinners and for peace. And that's the gospel message, you know. And Jesus said, peace be with you. Go preach conversion, repentance of sin. But this was the last of the apparitions. So she appeared every Wednesday from May until October. It was October 13th on this day that she had promised a sign to the people. And of course, these children, they didn't know, because she spoke about Russia. They didn't know anything about Russia. Russia spreading her heirs throughout the world. That didn't make any sense anyway to people who were intelligent people, because mm-hmm. Russia was a very religious country and a very poor, illiterate country. And so you're talking about Russia spreading her heirs throughout the world. In fact, the children thought Russia was a woman, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But she talked about a second great war if people didn't change. Now, so we're 100 years later, you know, here we are, a little over 100 years. The message is as pertinent today as it was then, but that miracle was quite phenomenal. I don't know if there has ever been such a miracle where so many people witnessed, even secular people. They wrote about it. It was in secular newspapers. But anyway, we're just about out of time here. But we do, you know, I guess, should I say it, you know, we should heed her call. And pray daily the rosary for conversion and for peace. What we're talking 15 minutes, 20 minutes, it depends on how you pray the rosary, but, you know, to pray for conversion, the conversion of sinners, and for peace. That are really a reawakening, that we're awakened from our slumber as we pray in the prayer to Our Lady of the Sign Ark of Mercy. We should pray that on the radio here. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for being with us. We'll be back. Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. Ciao.
Truth left unsold, the truth left.